Was it a dream where you see yourself standing in sort of sun god robes on a pyramid with a thousand naked women screaming and throwing little pickles at you? Why am I the only one that has that dream? Hey, everybody. This is B on Dot Paul Podcast. Stuff about stuff. So we're going to talk about dreams today. I dream of this or that, but actual dreaming when you're asleep, you know, rapid eye movement, those kind of dreams. So, I thought I would clarify that. You know, dreams are fascinating and complex phenomenon and experienced during sleep. There are a series of thoughts, images, emotions, sensations that occur involuntarily in the mind while we sleep. Dreams can vary widely in content, from mundane to realistic, surreal and fanciful, you know, experiences. And then there are nightmares, which are typically bad dreams. You know, scientists and researchers have been saying, you know, and studying dreams for centuries, but the exact purpose and meaning of dreams remains a topic of debate. Several prominent theories about what dreams are: information processing. I haven't heard this one before. Some researchers believe that dreams serve as a way for the brain to process and organize the information and experiences accumulated during waking hours. It's like a mental house cleaning, if you will, process that helps consolidate memories and learn from our daily experiences. Okay. That, to me, sounds a little off base, because every dream I've ever had or remember having, because we don't remember all our dreams, one study was saying, you know, less than 5%, have nothing to do with the real world, except for that one that I was just talking about earlier. And, you know, the brain it's unknown. A lot of people think they know. They have theories and they go to school and they have insights. They don't know. That's why they call it practicing medicine. Because that's exactly what they're doing. They're practicing. Memory consolidation. Dreams may play a role in consolidating and strengthening memories, particularly those that deemed important by the brain. Now, that last part, important by the brain, maybe not important to you. I have several reoccurring dreams, and one of them is dream where I'm being left behind. I'm looking for someone. And that person is never named or known, but I feel like, hey, if I go here and that person will be there, and these places I go and look in the dream are familiar to me. But outside the dream, they're totally alien to me, but in the dream, they're familiar to me. It's very odd. I have another one, that involves a car. And not a car that I've ever owned. It's not about a Camaro or a truck, or it's some exotic car. And in the dream, I always know the car. I know how to drive the car. Almost like the Rush song, Red Barchetta. Car's not red, so it's not that. So it's, about... you know, what's important to the brain, and strengthening memories. Now, some dreams that I've had obviously are of memories. My father, my mother, childhood, my sister, friends, from when I was growing up, But those are really memories, not dreams. And I don't dream those very often. Another one is emotional regulation. Dreams can be a way for the brain to process and regulate emotions. They may help us confront and deal with unresolved emotional issues, fears, and anxieties. I can see that, you know, where you're asleep, you're down, you know, you're relaxed, except for the brain. And the brain does not sleep. The brain's always doing something and apparently dreaming. And if you ever have seen documentaries or anything, people are dreaming that rapid eye movement, REM sleep, is when that happens. Something's up. Something's going on. The emotional regularization, is a way for the brain to process and regulate emotions. And I get that. Especially, you know, fears and anxieties. You typically have your worst thoughts and worst fears when you're asleep. I mean, you know, when is a, you know, 15-foot monster going to chase you in real life? It's not. Because there aren't 15-foot monsters, you know, monster, not, you know, like, a, you know what I mean. And then just the anxieties of living. Everybody has anxieties, you know, it could be money, it could be relationships, it could be, you know, professional, it could be really anything. You know, the way you look, the way you act, the way you talk, anything. People have anxieties about, to me, the most mundane things, and sometimes the things are, quite frankly, not that mundane. I'm not sure if I've had anxieties about things for a while now. I've been living pretty peacefully for the past 6.5 years. Before that, I live with a couple anxieties, and I was very anxious about several things. I don't remember dreaming about these things because, quite frankly, they were in my face every day, and I just think my brain said, hey, that's enough of that. That homebrew needs to sleep. Emotional regularization. Why can't I talk today? Sorry, everybody. Regularization. Dreams can be a way for the brain to process and regulate emotions. They may help us confront and deal with fears and issues and other types of anxieties. Problem solving. Some theories propose that dreams provide a space for creative problem solving and generating new ideas. The relaxed and imaginative state during dreams might facilitate thinking beyond the constraints of waking logic. Now, I've had people tell me, and I have heard that it came to me in a dream, or I dreamed this, and then the next day I wrote it down, and then now I'm a, you know, multimillionaire from this dream I had. I've had some pretty good ideas in my life, but I was awake when I had them and observing, and then I wrote them down, and some have panned out, some haven't. Not really sure about that coming to you. Maybe you have these ideas and in a dreamlike state, and you wake up, and maybe later on something goes, hey, and then that dreamlike state allows you to connect to that waking state. That's kind of what I think. And then problem solving, that's what I do for a living, so I do not dream about it. I get enough of that during the day. I am a solutions provider and a gap analysis guy, and that's what I do, and I do not dream about that. Random brain activity. Another perspective suggests that dreams are merely, excuse me, results of random firing of neutrons in the brain during sleep. The brain tries to make sense of these random signals we experience in dreams. Yeah. The brain, I found out a couple of years ago, is a complex son of a gun. Even when bad things happen to it, if you allow it to, it will fix itself. Very few body parts do that. You know, when you drink a couple of beers and then the next day you don't feel too good, you're going to have a headache or whatever. But your liver's not coming back. Your kidney's not coming back. Your stomach's not coming back. They don't regenerate, but the brain will repair itself. Most parts of the brain. If you do particular hallucinogens, you will kill parts of the brain. That's what the trip comes from. Apparently, that's what tripping is. It kills part of the brain. And if you do that too many times, you may kill the rest of the body. It's important to note that dreams can vary in length and intensity. Not everyone remembers their dreams regularly. This is true. I did do a thing when I was a younger man. I got on this kick. I had a dream book, and I was told by someone, oh, dude, you need to write them down. So I would wake up, and I'd write them down, and I look at them, you know how dreams are. You wake up and you go, wow. And then 5 minutes later, they're gone. First, even before the first cup of coffee is gone, they're gone. You go back and read that and go, purple elephants flying in formation. Great idea. Look into that. What does that mean? So I did that for a while, and then I was told, oh, you're supposed to then take those and then have them interpreted by someone. No, that's a waste of time. This is my opinion, everyone. Okay. Anything I say in the Dot Paul podcast is obviously my opinion. The exact mechanisms and purpose of dreams are still not fully understood, but they can continue to intrigue researchers and psychologists alike. Regardless of their definite purpose, dreams remain an essential part of the human experience, and they have played a significant role in mythology, art, and cultural history. Let me stop right there. And I think they have, and I think that's good for the body. Anything the body is doing, I'm all about. You have to pee. You got to make a pooter. You got to dream. You got to sleep. You got to breathe. Anything the body wants to do, I'm just like, right on. Let's go. Let's do it. So this is something that protects the body from something that we don't know. I think also the whole randomness of what's happening when you're sleeping, and then how humans are, you look at a cloud, you think you see, a turtle or a bunny or whatever. There is no turtle. There's no bunny. The brain does that the way the eye sees things and does things. I think it's the same thing with dreams. Okay, so dreams about flying are amongst the most common, iconic dream themes experienced by people across cultures. These dreams typically involve sensation of soaring through the air without the use of external equipment like airplanes and wings. Dreaming of flying can invoke a range of emotions that can both be exhilarating and liberating for the dreamer. I have dreamed of flying. It's a weird thing. It's not like a Superman thing. It's just there's no takeoff for me, or no jumping off a cliff, or suddenly I'm just flying. Not flapping my arms. I'm not, again, no Superman. But I am aware that I am weightless and I am above the ground. And it's weird, depending on your personal experiences, beliefs, and emotions, there can be themes about, flying. freedom and liberation. You know, flying dreams are often associated with a sense of, you know, freedom and liberation. I tell you, when I've had those dreams, I was pretty liberated and I felt very free. MA signified that the dreamer is breaking free of a limitation, an obstacle, or emotional burden in their waking life. The dream may represent a desire for independence or the need to escape a challenging situation. I think that's way too simple. I think that's psychology 101 right there. Somebody on the internet wrote that, and that is not true. These are my opinions. Achievement and success. Flying can be a symbol of achievement and success. The dream may reflect a dreamer's sense of accomplishment, reaching new heights, or overcoming obstacles in their life journey. Again, I can just tell you that I was just flying. Spiritual or transcendent experiences. In some cases, flying dreams are interpreted as spiritual or, you know, transcendent experiences. Dreamer may feel a connection or something greater than themselves or a sense of spiritual enlightenment. I can see that. You know, I will tell you, whenever I've had the flying dream, there's like three or four of them together, a flying dream, a car dream, some random thing going on. Then I get up and I have to pee and then go back to sleep and dream about, I don't know, whatever it is. And then all the things I never remember. You know, the flying thing is not the only thing that happens. It's typically very short in my case and to the point, and then it's over with. Control and confidence. Dreams about flying can also be related to feelings of control and confidence. The ability to fly may indicate the dreamer feels in control of their life and decisions. Okay, I get that. Escapism and avoidance. On the flip side, flying dreams can all be a form of escapism, especially if the dreamer is trying to avoid facing problems or responsibilities in their working life. A desire for adventure and exploration. Flying dreams may be linked. Desire for adventure, exploration, and willingness to take risk in life. I get that. A lot of men are risk takers. We do that because it's kind of coded into us as men. Excuse me, water break. Thank you. And we do take risks. And then there's desire for adventure, exploration. So willingness to explore things. Repressed desires. Haven't heard this one before. Some psychology interpretations. Dreams about flying can represent repressed sexual desires or a longing for a sense of power and control. Okay, all of these, there's like seven of them. As caveat to all of these, I think you could ask this to each person and they give you one of those. And then as the psychologists go, oh, were you repressed when you were a child or do you want to reach new heights? Whatever each one of these things are, right? So that I don't know. The human condition is to make sense of the world. And, the world doesn't really make a lot of sense. FYI, I'm pretty sure most of you know that. It's good to try to figure it out. But, you know, you have to recognize dream interpretation is subjective. The meaning of flying dreams can differ for each individual. Like I was pointing out, to understand the significance of a specific dream, it's essential to consider the dreamer's personal experiences, emotionals, and the context in their waking life. That is more important. I think dreams are kind of a fringe thing. Context of your waking life. Keeping a dream journal, like I was just talking about, and reflecting on recurring dream themes can help gain insights into their potential meaning. If a dream is causing distress or anxiety, I've never had that. I have had nightmares and I woke up scared. But as soon as I woke up, it's over with. So I was all right. It's a good idea to discuss it with a mental health professional. True. You know, my experience is not the same as everybody. So yeah, if your dreams are scaring you and you're waking up and you got something weird going on, you need to talk to somebody about that. Before you go to a shrink, I would start with a clergyman, then work your way to a psychologist. But talk to a man of God or a woman of God first. Dreams can be, these are my interpretations, okay? This is my opinion. Dreams can be analyzed and interpreted. You know, dream analysis is a process that involves examining the contents of dreams and exploring their possible meaning, symbolism, emotional significance. Dream analysis is commonly conducted by psychologists, therapists, individuals interested in understanding the subconscious mind. Yeah, you know, I don't need anybody poking around in there. I'm okay. And I think some things need to be left alone. This is just how I feel about it. If you go to a dream analyst, I would suggest don't spend a lot of time there. It could be a fun thing, go once or twice, but do not spend your life analyzing your dreams. Some methods and approaches used in dream analysts. Freudian interpretation. Sigmund Freud, the founder of psychoanalysts, proposed that dreams are a window into the unconscious mind. He believed that dreams fulfilled repressed desires, wishes, unresolved conflicts. Freudian interpretation involves exploring symbols and hidden meanings in dreams to undercover underlying psychological issues. Carl Jung, analyst, another influential psychologist, viewed dreams as a means of personal growth and self-discovery. Dream analysts focus on archetypes, symbols, reoccurring themes in dreams to gain insights into the dreamer's psyche and explore the collective unconscious. Symbolism and metaphor analysis. Dreams are often contain symbolic representations of real life situations and emotions. That is true. So that dream I was telling y'all about earlier, where I have lost something or I've lost my way and I'm looking for that, and I go to these different places looking for it, and I'm very alone, I feel alone, I think that has happened to me, and I don't like it when it happens, but I accept it. It is a metaphor for my life, and that is a symbol. And I recognize that. Analyzing the symbolism and metaphors in dreams can offer clues to dreams, emotions, fears, and desires. As I just explained, that's what I got out of that. The car dream is still weird to me. Personal associations. Dream analysis often involves exploring the dreamer's personal association with the dream elements. Each individual may have unique connections to certain symbols or events in their dreams, which can provide a different meaning. That's so open, such an open-ended statement there that anybody could analyze your dreams for years and never find anything. I don't like that personal associations idea at all. Emotional exploration. Examining the emotions experienced during the dream can provide insights in the dreamer's current emotional state. Yeah, I guess. But earlier we were saying that some people think that this is not, you know, from, let's see, let me go back to my research. Information processing to deal with something that happened during the waking hours, you know. And a lot of times that's not your current waking hours, you know. So that one's kind of, so reoccurring dreams, you know, that's analyzing reoccurring dreams. I think those to me are the most important ones. Like, why do I keep dreaming about this? Why am I climbing this mountain? Why do I go to all these different places looking for something and I can't find it? And I know there's a loss there because I had it, but now it's gone. Why do I keep having that? A lot of people who know me can probably think they can answer that, but good luck. Dream analysis can be a valuable tool for self-reflection, personal growth, and gaining a better understanding of one's thoughts and emotions. However, it's essential to approach dream analysis with an open mind and not rely solely on dream interpretations. That's what I was saying, to make significant life decisions. If a dream is causing distress and interfering with daily life, seeking guidance from a mental health professional may be beneficial. And that's true. You know, I can only speak for myself. If you're dreaming of giant lizard people chasing you and that's freaking you out, go talk to somebody because you got problems. Sorry, I was just making a joke. Sorry, lizard people. Context of dreams can vary widely. Some of the most popular ones are falling. Dreams of falling are prevalent and often involve sensation of losing control or support. They may reflect feelings of insecurity, anxiety, or feel of failure in the waking life. I have had those falling dreams, and they scare me. I'm typically jolted out of bed awake. Now, I don't have any anxiety of insecurity. It's just weird where that comes from. One minute you're dreaming about butterflies and kitty cats, and then boom, why am I falling? And you would think that I would be flying and then falling. Why are those never together? What's up with that? Something weird going on there. And then flying, we talked about flying. Freedom, empowerment, liberation. Being naked in public, let's just get right to it. Dreams of being naked or inadequately dressed in public can be associated with feelings of vulnerability, embarrassment, and concerns about self-image. I have this dream. And, the note, where's my underwear? And I'm not wearing shorts, there's no underwear. I ain't got no pants on, I got no underwear on. I don't know how I got there, why I'm doing it. I'm not taking a shower, not spending time with a beautiful woman. I don't know what it is, but dude, wear your pants. That's happened a couple of times, and it's very, very odd. I have no idea where that comes from. Being lost or trapped, lost, trapped, unable to find the way, uncertainty, confusion, or being overwhelmed by life's challenges. So that's that one, being able to find the way that I talked about earlier. Teeth falling out. Huh. I've never had a teeth falling out dream. Apparently concerns about appearance, communication, self-confidence. Yeah, I've never had that one. That seems weird to me. A dream about your teeth falling out. Meeting deceased loved ones. I have dreamed of my mother and father. I like it. I like it a lot. And I wish I would have more of those dreams. I have had times when I thought my mother was in the room. You ever hear something off the wall? You ever just been in a situation where it's quiet? You could be reading or just sitting in your house, and maybe you're getting ready to go to bed, and I don't know. You smell something. Stay with me now. And it's something you haven't smelled in forever. And there's only one reason that you're smelling that, because this person who used to smell like that or use that product is around. There's a perfume that only my mother wore. And I smell it and I think of my mother. It must be off the market because I've never smelled it since she was gone, has been gone. It's very odd. The same thing with my father. He used to smoke a pipe. And for a while, he had this cherry tobacco. And he would smoke his pipe, and I would smell that. And I was like, Daddy, I have smelled that in my house. I have several pictures of my mother set up. So this is really, really weird. This is in a dream. Waking, I come out of the closet and I walk by the credenza, the dresser, and I smell that cherry tobacco. I don't smoke tobacco. I don't have any of my father's things like that in the area. Don't know what happened to his pipe and all that stuff. Who knows? And I smell that. So it's really weird. And I do dream about them. No talk, no advice. Just their house, being there, being around them. It's very, very comforting. I like it. And you can hear my voice. It makes me emotional. Here's something that won't make you exams or tests. Dreams about exams, tests, or being unprepared for important event can reflect on performance anxiety. The only thing I would say about that is sometimes I have dreams about playing the guitar. I'm not a guitarist. I pick around. I know some chords. And then I have a dream where people think I'm a guitarist. And then I'm on stage in front of an audience. This is bad news for me and the audience. very odd. Dreams of being late or missing important event may indicate time-sensitive stress, fear of failure, desire to manage responsibilities better. No, never really had that. Oh, and then everybody always wants to talk romantic or sexual encounters, you know. Dreams of romantic or sexual encounters can be related to dreams, emotions, desires, and intimacy issues. Yeah, I've had the dreams more when I was a younger man. I would dream about women. So we'll just let that go on by and just acknowledge that I've had those dreams. and so have you. It's important to remember that dream themes can be highly individual, of course. A significant of dream may be based on the dreamer's personal experiences and emotions. Certain dream themes are commonly reported. The interpretation of dreams is subjective, should be considered in the context of the dreamer's life and feelings. That's very big. Additionally, not all dreams have deep meaning. Some may simply reflect random thoughts, there we go, and experiences from daily life. I think most of mine are just random thoughts. Of all the cats and all my cat experience, I've never had an experience about a cat. What's up with that? I don't dream of Mulder and Scully. I don't dream of Mama Cat, T'Pol, Smokey, Black Butt, all the cats in my life. Have no idea how many cats I've had, all the cat stuff that's happened to me. I got a cat now. Don't dream about him because he typically is sleeping with me. He's right there. So, you know, that would just kind of be redundant. I don't know. I don't know if people dream about their pets or not. Individuals can dream while they're sleeping, obviously, and they have difficulty remembering their dreams. There could be several reasons why people say They don't dream. Now, I didn't dream, seemed like it was 10 years before. So I came back to Texas in 2008. So before 2008, while I was living in California, I did not dream. I do not know why. I have my suspicions, but I'm not sure why. So some of the reasons are forgetfulness. Like, duh. Dreams are most vivid and memorable right after waking up. That's why they tell you to write them down. If a person wakes abruptly or does not give themselves enough time to recall their dreams upon waking, they may forget their dreams quickly. Now, when I was dream journaling and doing all that, I was told, hey, when you wake up, you know, alarm clock goes off, wake up, don't jump out of bed, turn on the light, lay there and wake up. And the dream is still in your brain and you'll be able to write it down easily. I forget if that worked or not. Okay. Sleep deprivation. Yeah, I've had that before. Lack of significant sleep. Back when I was a younger man, I used to travel a lot and I did not sleep a lot. And when I did sleep, I slept sitting up or with distractions around me. And it was inadequate sleep. An individual may not reach the state of sleep where most dreaming occurs. That's the REM sleep, REM sleep we were talking about earlier. As a result, dream recall might be minimal, or you don't think you're dreaming. Stress and anxiety, high levels of stress and anxiety can interfere with dream recall. People who are under significant emotional pressure may have more difficulty remembering their dreams. Medication and substances. Yeah, I bet. Certain medications, drugs, and substances can influence sleep patterns, including dream recall. Medications can suppress REM and affect, you know, memory formation during sleep. Sleep disorders, certain sleep disorders, sleep apnea, insomnia, can disrupt normal sleep patterns and impact dream recall. Individual differences, but dream recall varies from person to person, between me and you, obviously. Some individuals naturally have better dream recall abilities than others. Yeah, okay. Just like I'm a better baseball player than you, who knows? Limited REM sleep. Dreams primarily occur during the rapid eye movement stage of sleep, the REM. If someone spends less time in REM, they might have fewer opportunities to dream or recall their dreams. Okay, that makes sense. That's kind of what people have observed. Dream suppression. Some individuals may consciously or subconsciously suppress their dreams due to emotional or physiological reasons. Excuse me, I need another water break. Okay, all right. I can see that. Cultural factors. In some cultures, dreaming is not emphasized. Individuals may not pay much attention to their dreams and may not be encouraged to discuss them. All right. It's essential to note that even if someone claims they don't have dreams or have trouble remembering their dreams, they are likely still dreaming. And as I was told that, you're dreaming, you just don't remember them. I think I had a form of insomnia. It was odd. Someone wishes to improve dream recall, they can try keeping a dream journal. I tried that. Establishing a consistent sleep cycle. That is very important. I was not doing that, and I think that was part of the problem. Reducing stress. Again, you know, I've been in IT for a long time. My years in California, I had a couple stressful jobs. Some really big companies. And I got stressed a little bit. Ensuring adequate sleep duration, That did not happen because I was sometimes be on call and I would get called and I would stay up and then I'd have to go into the office and I would not get a lot of sleep. Consulting a sleep specialist may also be helpful if dream recall issues are persistent and interfere with overall well-being. All of that has happened to me. Dreams in a sense of imagination, fanciful experiences during sleep do not typically come true in a literal or predictive sense. Dreams are a product of subconscious mind and often involve surreal and unrealistic elements and not bound to the laws of reality. You know, that's why you can fly in your dreams, and that's why I have a McLaren in my dreams. My car is a McLaren. That never happened. Excuse me. However, some people believe the concept of prophetic dreams, where you perceive the future, prophecy. These beliefs often rooted in cultural and spiritual traditions rather than scientific evidence, because you can't prove a prophecy. It happens or it doesn't. There is no science to prove faith or prophecy. There are accounts of people claiming to have had dreams that seem to foreshadow the future, but such experiences are rare and difficult to verify objectively. As soon as that person says, I had a dream about this, then there's some, okay, that happened. So like the whole deja vu thing or Notre Dame, you can read anything into any of those. So now if you're an individual and you dream that, you know, XYZ is going to happen, and the next day XYZ happens, you don't tell anybody, you just know that yourself. Okay, cool. You're a prophet, or you had a prophetic dream. Wow. Congratulations. I think once you say it, is it prophetic? Because once you tell people that, and human nature, again, the human condition, you know, I think we're kind of coded, whatever you want to say, we're born to pick things apart. and we do that. In general, dreams are not considered reliable sources of predicting the future. Well, nothing is. Are gaining specific insights into upcoming events. If that was true, there'd be more billionaires from nothing if you could predict the future, because you could predict the stock market and that'd be that. Most billionaires and most millionaires work really hard, and that's blood, sweat, and tears. They are more commonly seen as reflections of our thoughts, emotions, and experiences, like we talked about earlier. If someone believes they have had a dream that predicts the future, it's essential to approach such experience with a critical and open-minded perspective. It's also important to distinguish between genuine intuition and mere coincidence, because people do have intuition. I've had it. I've known a lot of people that's had it. It doesn't predict the future, but it's like, yeah, I think that person is, there's something wrong there, and then something bad happens. As a human mind, the human mind can sometimes find patterns or connections where none exist. For making important life decisions or understanding the future, it is more appropriate to rely on logical thinking, thank you, Mr. Spock, informed decision-making, and seeking advice from trusted sources. So, yeah, dreams are wacky. They're crazy. It's something that we all do. We all have that in common. Which I personally think is cool. We're all kind of wired that we are all wired the same way. Well, most of us, 95% of us, there is a percent that's I think the green wire is going where the blue wire goes. that boy ain't right. It's a joke. A joke. Everybody, calm down. That is my monologue on dreams. And I hope everybody enjoyed it today, and I hope you got something out of it. As I hope you get something out of each one of the Dot Paul podcast stuff about stuff, monologues and interviews that I do. And remember, accelerate with confidence.